This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.
There's few things the Rush Hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
Wouldn't you love to just knock the top off one?
And in this Sunday session,
we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
Jimmy boy, I'm having a spell, a well-deserved spell, by the way. I'm going on holidays for a week. So from tomorrow, you're on your own.
So you mean I don't have to be saddled with you?
Hmm?
Hallelujah. Speaking of your holiday, very soon we chat to the man who's going with you, Joey Montagna. I'm not sure he realises half of what he's gotten himself into.
Good luck, Joey. Plus, my magnificent hump day quiz is back, and we ask, what's the laziest thing you've ever done?
But next, we chat to one of our favourites, the great Andy Lee.
Our next guest has been keeping busy with TV, radio, podcasting and writing a book.
Very busy.
Very, very busy.
In fact, he's so busy, our network had to resort to Plan B for our marquee event.
Did you get invited to go to Sydney a couple of weeks ago? Oh, because they had this big listener app thing and didn't see you up there.
No.
Or Hamish.
You only went because they didn't want to go.
No, I got invited.
On your invite was my name crossed out.
Please welcome Andy Lee.
In he comes and looking tanned and summery.
Greatest day of the year for us. Harry Mackay, 7 years.
Yes.
Oh, it's like Christmas.
Bloody so you got Charlie Curnow on 6.
Yes.
Sam Walsh on 4.
Yep.
Mackay on 7. That's a lot of money in 3 players.
No, they all just want to be there, Bill.
No, they don't.
They're all taking haircuts.
7 years, a long time.
It's a long time.
Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
7 meters doesn't mean they stay there that long.
Brody Grundy, we were talking about that earlier.
Absolutely.
Well, that was Hamish and Andy. They were always 7 years.
Seven years. No, Hamish and I went the other way because we were always so worried about not wanting to do it. We always thought the show was at its best if we were pumped to do it.
Mm.
So the network get really pissed off with us.
Yep.
Because we found ourselves negotiating every year, every other year, every other year.
Yeah.
So we only, the maximum deal we've ever done is 2 years.
Wow. Jim, what
Bill
we...
gets 1 year. He's on 1 year deal.
6 months. Yeah, I thought it'd be monthly for Bill.
Jim's on a big 3 year.
Now we're getting into golf time. Ooh. As soon as daylight savings hits and you get that slightly longer day, Lee, you hit the golf course.
Lee.
Yeah. Yes.
It's
passionate.
It's the best time of year. Still rumours that we're going to get a LIV tournament out here in Australia.
Yeah, good.
Which would just be extraordinary. Yep. All the people that were poo-pooing the Saudi-backed golf tournaments would be suddenly going, bring it on, have as many as you like.
Well, my mate plays Wade Ormsby, I think the next one's in Bangkok, I reckon.
Mm.
And I was very tempted to try and go.
Yeah.
I reckon it'd be the best fun ever.
Oh, I reckon they're putting together a good show, whether you like Norman or not.
No, exactly.
He certainly stirred it up.
Oh, he reckons they are brilliant. Like there's music thumping around everywhere.
Yep.
The play is quick. They've really sped up the speed of play, which is what you want.
Plus, the money's good. That's why Orms would like it.
Oh, no, I think the players enjoy that bit. But he's talking more about the spectators. They have a really good experience.
Have you ever played any of those tournaments where they have that hole where it's pretty messy?
Oakley used to do it, I reckon. I played it one where they had that and got abused soundly.
Of course you would have.
The Portie Pro-Am used to do the same thing in the Morning Peninsula.
Do you know it's back this year?
It is.
Yes.
And they used to have a Crown Lager tent on about the 12th that would spill into the tee box on the 13th. And it was the short par 4. Where if you had the guts, you could go for it, but it's actually not a smart play at all.
No.
Everyone went for it because you've got about 200 blokes telling you you're a pussy if you don't go for it, and they're not quiet when you're in your backswing at all. They're just yelling at you.
I don't know who it was. It had happened before me at that Oakley hole where the Oakley bloke was standing there and he said, "Yeah, it was a footballer, but I don't know which one." He was copping abuse so strongly that he actually turned around and aimed at him.
Did he?
Right. Yeah. They all grabbed themselves. They all dived down under the seats.
Yes, nice. New type of golf.
Because it used to have the Torquay Pro-Am back in the day, and then 2 days later be the Portsea Pro-Am, and they were wild. They were wild, both of them, mate. They were the good old days. I had a beautiful shot, the incoming.
Oh, you did, Bill.
Like a 5-iron when I was probably only 100 out.
Yeah.
Anyway, bounced on the concrete and bounced onto the roof of the Torquay Golf Club.
Yeah.
And I actually climbed up the back, because I was on the roof, climbed up the back of the Torquay Golf Club and had my stick and hit it off the roof.
No. Yeah, like,
back in the day, you should What's have seen him come running, get off, get down there, mate.
Of course. Have I told you the story Bill Murray told me about golf? This is the great actor, Bill Murray.
Hamish, he's just been playing in the Dunhill Links. Yeah.
Hamish and I got sent over to interview him in Cannes in France.
Yep.
France. and for Fox FM back in years and years ago, it was our first ever interviews. And I knew I couldn't ask about golf because they'd be really angry with me.
Yep.
And they have little shot clocks on your interview time because it's all going to be really good. So the timing was going down. I had 13 seconds left. And
13.
I said to Bill Murray, quickly before I go, have you ever had a hole in one? And he turns to his mind and says, stop the clock.
Oh.
And then goes into this story.
Beautiful.
And he says that he's there with his caddy, and I can't remember the course, but the sun's going down, and he hits this ball. He says, flushed it. He gets up there, can't see the ball. They're looking around. Before he's in this bunker, as they're kind of foraging, before his caddy goes, it's in the hole, Mr. Murray!
It's in the hole!
Mr. Murray, it's in the hole! So he goes up to the clubhouse. He's keen to shout the clubhouse. For people who don't know, if you have a hole in one, you're meant to go in and buy everyone a drink. The clubhouse is closed.
Oh,
it's after hours.
Good.
Goes out the back, smashes the bathroom window, gets in through the window, goes, opens the door, lets his caddy in, and is there with three fingers of whiskey each with him and his caddy as the police arrive. Guns out. He says, sorry, guys, I just had a hole in one. I need to have a drink. And the police went, as you are, Mr.
How good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What else is on TikTok?
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you all and our two contestants. Let's go straight there. We got James from
Wodonga and Albury.
Here he is.
Hello, Jimmy.
How you going, mate?
What are you doing?
I'm just coming home from work.
What do you do?
I refurbish filters. Like air filters and oil filters.
Who do you follow in the footy, Jim?
I'd rather not say. It's Essendon.
Oh, no. What's going on there, joint?
What's happening?
Oh, they should have done that Google search, shouldn't they?
I reckon they probably should have. That might have saved them a day or two of embarrassment. Jim? All right, we'll stay there. We'll like that. Who else have we got?
He refurbs filters, Jim.
That's what he just told us. Yeah.
And we got Daniel's son. G'day, Daniel.
G'day, Billy, Rabs, JB, how are you, boys?
Dan Good, Man,
what do you do, Dan Man?
I'm a high school teacher. I teach VC psychology.
And who do you support in the footy there, Dan?
The Mighty Kangaroos, JB.
Dan, I'm going to ask you the same question I just asked Jimmy.
Yeah.
What's going on at your joint?
Fair question. Fair question. Good trade stuff at the moment.
We'll be right. Good day today with Griffin Lowe coming in and Darcy Tucker.
You know what? Essendon and North Melbourne should join.
Oh,
Jim.
Yeah, of course.
Join.
That's never going to happen.
Both about the same.
Can't stand each other, Bill.
James, you're James, and Daniel, you're Dan.
Go for it.
Here we go, boys. Up and about. Where are the supercars racing this weekend?
Jimmy.
Bathurst.
But what's the circuit called?
Mount Panorama.
Well done.
Not bad. I like it.
As you called it.
How many laps are there around Mount Panorama?
Oh! Daniel.
Yes, Daniel.
Yes, Daniel. How many laps?
500.
No.
How many are there?
Well, I know. James could get the second question here.
161.
So that was good, Jim. That was just an extra
just a little
question.
Add on.
They actually thought I asked that question.
Which you didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Dopeys. Anyway, number two, who signed a 7-year deal with Carlton?
Daniel.
Dan.
That'd be big Harry Mackay.
Or I would have taken Ben Mackay because they're both the same.
Cool.
Do you know that, Dan?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fat 100%. Reckons they're the same person.
What do you think, Dan?
I reckon you got no idea, Fat.
Because they've never played against each other in senior
7 years.
You are of the opinion that they're actually the same person.
Exactly. Even we had Mrs. Mackay on. It was lovely.
She was lovely.
And she wasn't sure.
She wasn't sure if they're the same person.
Yeah.
So when they come around for dinner, she's not sure if there's two or one of them.
She was sure. She said you convinced her third son.
That's right.
Yeah.
I knew there was something I convinced her on.
Yeah, okay.
This is an audio question, boys. The Elton John album, album. Goodbye Yellow Brick Road was released today, Jim, in 1973.
Wow, wee.
27, that's 49 years ago.
Thank you, Bill.
You wouldn't have added that up. No. Boys, you got to sing the next line after this.
Daniel.
Yes, Dan.
Benny and the Jets.
Yeah.
Well done,
magnificent
Dan.
Magnificent album, by the way, from Elton John. The actual title track was superb as well.
He's a star. Elton.
Yes, no doubt about it. Brilliant.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks for the heads
Hello,
up on
I'm Sandra Sully. Welcome to Ted's Lakey.
You've been waiting for that for a while, haven't you? You've been
it's
waiting
been there for a month. He's a star.
He's a star. Yep, he was on that movie I liked.
Oh, yeah, The Kingsman.
Yes.
When he was locked up.
Yeah, when he, brilliant. I like that. Good on you, Elton. What's the score, Jim?
2-1 Dan's favour.
Oh, it's a hummer.
Not quite yet.
A hum,
it's,
hum.
Not a, it's not a hummer.
It's a hummer. Which four-letter state of the United States or America can I not say? It's bloody hard to pronounce. Four letters.
What sort of question?
Daniel.
Yes, Daniel.
Ohio.
Oh, he did. I don't know if he said it, Jim.
That's 3-1.
I thought James answered that one. Oh, say it again, Dan.
Ohio.
He still can't get it, really.
You can't. You say it.
Ohio. Righto, is that it? 3-1?
What's it, Bill? Unless you got something else for us.
If you can answer this, James, you're back in it.
Right.
I don't know how that works, Jim. I just wanted to, I wanted to ask this question.
Right.
Geelong won the premiership, Jim.
Oh, my God.
By 81 points. Which team has the highest winning margin in a grand final, and who was it against?
Daniel.
Well, Jimmy, it's your question.
Yeah, Daniel, you're not in. Sit.
Yes.
It was Richmond against GWS.
No.
No. Righto, so Daniel. If Dan wins.
No, if he's got to answer this one because we've got to know the result. Righto,
Dan. I'm going to say it's your mob Billy against Port Adelaide.
Yes, well done,
Dan's
Daniel.
All right.
119 points. I think Kane Corns played in that for Port Adelaide.
Oh, did you keep bringing that up?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
This is a train.
We'll move on to question.
What's commonly referred to as a train wreck?
Time to connect with the Rush Hour family. 133353. This come across my desk. People are getting lazier and lazier, Jim.
Yes, Bill.
I used to walk or ride my horse to school back in the day.
Ride my horse. Never ridden a horse in your life. Well,
what was it called?
You have, and you fell off it like an idiot.
That was a camel.
No, it wasn't. It was a horse. We were doing the Olympics footy show.
Not the camel that took you up Puckle Street.
No, that was another.
This horse took off, and old Fat's trying to hang on, and he fell off the side.
In that big shed, the dressage shed.
That's it, Bill.
But I read this, Jim.
All right, go on.
Uber Eats are pushing to deliver pies and beers to footy fans at Melbourne stadiums. So, footy fans, all you have to do is get on your phone, order Uber Eats, and they deliver to your seat. You don't have to get up. You don't have to move. They come to your seat. So you don't have to move. That is lazy, Jimmy boy.
Especially the bloody places are only about 20 metres away.
20 metres behind. Get some beers, get a pie, whatever, sausage roll. No, Uber Eats, come to your seat now with your pie or your drink.
Well, Bill.
That is lazy.
That is lazy.
Yes.
But it's not as lazy as someone who lives in my house.
Oh, Lisa.
No.
No.
Third son.
Third boy.
Rings. Oh, so I'm sitting in the TV room.
Yes.
And my phone rings. And he goes, Dad, have you signed that form for school? I said, yeah, I have. Yes. Where are you? Oh, I'm in my bedroom.
How far is that?
That's 5 metres away. He's that lazy, he couldn't walk out of his bedroom down and ask me himself, so he rings me.
That's what we're talking
what
about.
What are we dealing with?
Well, hence.
Hence.
133353.
Yes.
What's the laziest thing you've done?
Bill, where are you at?
I don't know. What's the laziest thing you've done, Jim?
Ivan's in Pasco Vale. Ivan?
Ivan.
Hey, how you going?
Is it Ivan or Ivan?
Oh, it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter, Bill.
What do you got for us, Ivy?
Well, laziest thing I've done, I lived in a street in North Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I ordered takeaway, and the takeaway is literally like, you know, like a 30-second walk.
Yeah.
So I sort of, I don't know, I don't know whether it was laziness or just hunger.
Yes.
So did you actually walk and get it, or they delivered it?
No, they delivered it.
They delivered it, Bill.
Well, that's lazy, Ivan.
I know, that's pretty lazy.
30 seconds away.
He said that, Jim.
Yeah. Righto, stay there. Sarah's in Knox. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, Sarah.
Who do you know that's lazy?
Unfortunately, my husband, bless him. Come on. We had an extension built. So we had a new walk-in robe and the light globe went. And I was looking at it and I couldn't identify what kind of globe it was because it was a new fitting. And he looked at it for a bit and he said, well, we've got a lamp, haven't we?
Oh, no.
And he went and got it and put it on the little stand for it.
That's clever.
Yeah. So I have actually fixed it myself since then.
But Bill,
not that
you
hard.
Should be able to fix
it. I can actually
globe,
fix globes.
I reckon, yeah. That should. Actually, Benny's in Ferntree Gully, Bill.
Hello, Benny.
Hey, gents, how are we?
When have you been lazy?
This one's for you, Billy. I reckon right up your alley, mate.
Yeah.
I had a friend who decided he wanted to go for a late night snack to Macca's and drove through the drive through. As he gets up to pay, he finds out the FBOS machine isn't working. Rather than parking his chariot, he decides to drive 15 minutes to the next nearest Macca's.
How good's that?
That's quality. Oh,
that is lazy.
That's a lazy man, Bill. It is. Stay there, Benny, like that. Steve in Atwood. Hello, Stevie.
I hope you're both okay.
Yes, we are. How's Steve?
Oh, he's all right.
Good.
Yeah. Well, I'm laying in my double bed watching TV one night. And the remote's on the other side of the bed.
Yes.
Too lazy to roll over and pick it up.
Yep.
To turn off the TV. So I've reached down to the extension cord, which is attached to the TV, and just pulled the plug.
Pulled the plug.
Bill, now what sort of units are we dealing with here?
I couldn't roll over. It would have been the other side of the bed, Jim.
Doreen's got Josh out there.
Josh is in Doreen.
Gents, how we doing?
Hey, Joshua.
So I was feeling a bit seedy after a big night. Was laying in bed during around lunchtime. Starting to get a bit peckish, so I've ordered McDonald's from Uber Eats.
Yep.
Got the driver to call me when he got there. Told him when the spare key was. Got him in the house and actually got him to leave the food at my bedroom with the spare key in tow.
That's funny.
That's lazy.
That's funny.
Hungover laziness.
Bill.
At its best.
Well, I played cricket in Adelaide with a bloke called Sam Parkinson, parking lot.
Yeah.
He used to order a takeaway pizza in person and then jump in the car.
And take him home.
Take him home.
That's not a bad idea.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Thought I'd given this segment the ass.
No. Jim. Blasphemous.
What was that?
That's not right, Jim.
Next week, Billy is on holiday with this man.
You got my opener?
Here it is, Joey.
Thanks, guys.
287 AFL games and two-time All-Australian. From the Dead Set Legends in Triple M footy, it's Joey Montagna.
Jeez, I feel for this bloke.
Why?
So he and Aaron and the kids.
Yes.
COVID destroyed 2 years of holiday.
Yep.
So they've saved their pennies. They've said, right, I want to go on a family holiday. I'm going to Fiji, beautiful resort.
Yep.
We're going over there as a family.
And
suddenly out of nowhere, fat lobs. And he's got to look after Bill as well as his own kids and his beautiful wife. Joey, it's not too late.
Is that about it, Joey?
How are you going, boys? Billy, are you organised for this big trip? The kids can't wait to hang out with Uncle Bill for the next week. You're going to be their babysitter. You're going to look after him. Are you all prepared?
No, I'm not going near your kids.
No, yeah. You will be babysitting. I'm telling you, Aaron and I want a couple of romantic nights out for dinner. You're going to babysit the kids. You'll be fine.
And I'm banning her from drinking. After last week, wowee. But hey, what adventures have we got in store? We've got a bit of snorkeling together, and we can go.
Are you bringing the golf clubs?
No.
But are you bringing the racquetball? There's a squash court. Are you going to bring the racket? We can play some squash.
No, you sick the squash up. Yeah. So, okay.
Are you going to bring your runner? Are you going to bring your runners at least? Can we go on a hike or go to the gym or do something?
No, thongs. I'll bring my thongs.
Hey, the question we want to do, though, Bill, are you a Dick Togg sort of budgie smuggler man, or you're a board short, or you're a footy short? What am I going to be laying next to by the pool?
The Cats footy shorts I'll have on. Premiership T-shirt. I'll have a singlet, a Bing Tang singlet, and footy shorts.
Joey.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I couldn't think of anything worse. Like, I went on a holiday with Bill once to New York, LA and New York.
Yeah.
And that was good because we were almost in separate hotels and I had nothing to do with him almost the whole time I was there. And it was still shit.
It was, right? I looked after myself.
Well, that was good.
Now, we'll have some fun romantic dinners out, just me and you, Joey.
Are you a sleepy man or are you an early riser?
No, no, sleepy.
I don't know what time they can knock on the door and come and see Uncle Bill. So they're normally up about 6.
Noah and Florence.
Are you going to be okay with that?
Noah and Florence, isn't it? They're my new... Yeah. No, not 6, not 7, not 8, not 9, about 10.
10.
Have you got my kit, like the bloody tickets and all that? Where is
I've
that?
We've got your itinerary and your tickets and everything, so you need to come and collect them. Oh. And I think we've got the seating arrangements. You've got the kids next to you on the flight. You know we're on a virgin flight, so we're not going to have a lot of leg room. Oh, so you're going to be okay to squeeze in with the kids?
I've just got myself an upgrade. I'm up the front. Stuff you might say.
Yeah, you would do.
Joey, it's not too late.
Oh, I'm not sure how this is going to go, JB. I can't wait. I'm just going to keep a little notepad. We'll keep some notes and then we'll have to fill everyone in when we get back.
Well, you need to send us lots of photos and we'll put them up on Triple M Instagram of just what Fat gets up to.
If I'm lying there in Emma's footy shorts and Joey's lying there in his little dickies, who'll look worse, do you reckon, Jim? The Greek wombat lying there with his hairy chest.
He's not providing a hell of a lot of eye candy, but you don't look good at the best of times. So if you've got your lolly bags on, you will look horrendous.
No, what? Wow. Oh,
so we get to the airport.
Yes.
What happens then? You go into the lounge?
Yep.
Well,
I do. I don't think...
No, I don't have an upgrade anymore. I haven't flown for about 3 or 4 years, so I don't have any upgrades.
So you stay outside with the kids, and I'll go in. I might bring you out a bit of toast.
I was going to say, can you smuggle some food out of the Virgin Lounge for us and bring it out to the rest of us that are sitting out there? And can't wait. What time's our first beer on Tuesday, Bill?
Well,
what time do we wait till? Are you a midday man? Do you have to wait till it ticks over to the afternoon?
I think it ticks over at 12 and we're into it on the plane, and we might try and beat Booney's record.
Just keep him, because you've got the nice complexion, Joey. He's like your bath sheet, this one. It's just white.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't let him anywhere near the sun.
Mm.
Nah, he'll need the bucket hat on too to protect that head of his, so we'll have to make sure he slips off and slaps. Hey, Bill, are you a singlet T-shirt type of guy in the pool, or do you sort of take the T-shirt off?
No, I get all the hairy chest out. I've got to give that a nice little wash in there. And I don't get out of the pool once I'm in there. I stay there for a few hours.
Because you can't get out.
Yes. Even when you need to go to the bathroom?
Exactly. Just a little wee.
What? Joey, he'll come in when he goes into the ocean and have a swim, and a whole lot of the locals will just wander down and push him back in.
Don't laugh at that, Joey, because they'll be pushing you too.
All right. We look forward to the photos, Joey. Enjoy.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a good week. Bill, look forward to seeing you at the airport.
Bulla bulla.
Bulla bulla. Bye.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Great to be here. Have a couple of frothies. Drink responsibly.
Responsibly. All right, we're talking life rules here. 133353. I knew a woman once whose life rule was never kiss a man with facial hair.
Really?
Hose? She said, I don't care how good looking they are or anything else. I refuse to kiss a man who's got hair on his face.
It can hurt.
So,
yeah.
Because it's bristly, you idiot.
Oh, you idiot.
Yeah, and fair enough. What do you think?
You get a rash.
133353. I'm coming out with mine first. We're going around the table.
Right, open the batting. All what right. do you got?
And I was at Chadston today.
Oh.
Yeah, for shopping at Uniqlo.
Oh.
Right, because they have great golf gear. So I was getting some pants and a top for to play golf. But that took me, because I parked at the David Jones end at Chaddy.
Oh, so you had to go all the other way.
So right down the other end,
nightmare.
And it took me past the food court.
Oh, yes, Jim.
And it made me think of my life rule. Never eat food at a shopping centre food court. Bill.
Jim.
Thousands of people under the roof at Chaddy.
Yeah.
Their breath is landing on all of that food.
No.
No, it is, Bill.
They have plants.
No.
They have.
What, do the plants absorb the
They have
breath.
Screens and everything in between,
no.
Jim.
No. It's bain-marie exposed food that Jim. Chadston shoppers' breath is landing on.
You can have Chinese, you can have Indian, you can have
you
dumplings,
have.
You can have.
Mad Mex.
It's all there.
No.
It's Christmas.
Exposed.
It's Christmas.
To shopper's breath. And therefore, my life rule is never eat at the food court at a shopping centre.
Right.
Hose?
I love eating at a shopping centre.
I'm with you,
especially
Hose.
Chatty. A friend of mine told me this.
Yes.
As a woman, it is best to buy underwear a size above your regular pant size.
Oh.
So say you're a 10.
Yeah, a 12.
Go a 12.
Wow. So they
much
fall,
more comfortable.
Fall down easy.
Oh, no.
No.
That's not what you're saying at all.
Why would you buy bigger and big bogcatchers?
They don't get wedged.
You got big bog catchers. Imagine that
not
when you get out one
catchers,
night.
Not necessarily bog catchers, but they just fit better.
Yeah, fit better. Well,
fit better.
Well, I reckon she'd know, Fat.
Well.
You've never.
Just get home one night and just go, because, wow, well, I'm out of here.
Just because you can't get any bigger than what you buy.
I buy
what's your
small.
Life?
It's impossible.
Well, I've actually done this for a four-day cruise to Hobart, Jim, on the big boat. You know the cruises they have?
Yes.
Never
ocean liner.
Yes. Never ever going on a cruise again.
Life rule.
Life rule. Never ever again. Speaking about food and breath and food's there and it's all fatty food.
Nah. Oh.
And, that's a problem.
Which is good.
Yeah.
No. But it's just no. You can't hide, Jim. You hide in your bedroom. That's about it. Everyone's in the spa. Everyone's in the pool.
No, I wouldn't do it. I can't.
No
with
more
you.
Cruise
I'm
for
with
Anthony
you.
Williams.
Going on a cruise. No. That's a good life rule. You got one, Bartholomew?
Yeah, if someone gives you a phone to look at a photo, never swipe left or right. Only the photo they've shown you.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
Oh, Rabs,
oh that's your
issues?
Life rule.
Especially if it's Bill.
Yep.
So you've just thought of that. Just sit. Don't swipe left or right.
Yeah, that's it.
1-333
What's wrong with that?
5-3
Shit.
Ring right, here's
now.
One for you. Above the age of 16, never wear a sleeveless footy jumper.
Yes.
No.
And you wore it for a week.
I don't care. If your team wins a premiership, you can wear it for two.
Steve in Carrum Downs first. Hello, Stevie.
Stevie.
G'day, lads. How are we?
What's your life rule?
Well, I reckon you don't go food shopping when you're hungry.
Why is that?
Well, you just make silly decisions. You end up buying all sorts of shit that you're not going to eat.
It's not bad, Bill.
Everything looks good when you're hungry, Bill. You can probably relate to
it. Oh, yeah. But
that's not
the
a
idea.
Bad rule.
You only go shopping when you're hungry.
No, if you're talking about food shopping or car shopping, not food, clothes or...
All right.
Stuff like that, I think, is what Stevie's talking about. All right,
that's
stay
right.
there.
Good work.
Craig?
Craig in Bowen Heads. G'day, Craigo.
G'day, Billy. How you going?
Oh, is this the Premiership water boy at Bowen Heads?
Yes, it is, mate.
Welcome, Craigo. Also works at the Cremorne. Does Craigo nice. Here?
What's your life rule, Craig?
What is it?
Just always be nice to every young lass you meet because it's the girls that pass on your message to their friends. Whether you're a nice bloke or not.
That's a good rule.
Mm. Actually,
I like that rule.
Just be nice to everyone, I would have thought, Craig, just not the young lasses.
Oh, that's true, but, you know, you've got to cut one from the herd somewhere.
Well, yeah, all right then. I'll remember that. Thank you,
Carlene in Warburton. Hello, Carlene.
Oh, Carlene.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
That's an interesting name, Carlene.
It is.
Where's it come from? Dad liked cars and...
No, Mum's best friend when I was born.
Right.
So that was him. Yeah. You got a life rule, Carlene?
I have. It's always clean the toilet with your mouth closed.
Why?
You don't want any splashes to get anywhere. They shouldn't.
Or toilet funk to work its way in.
Toilet funk.
I don't want that, Bill.
Well, it's
that's
all right.
A good rule. I like that. Stay there.
Well done, Carlene.
Stay on the line, Carlene. Neil's in Laylaw, Bill.
Is he? Hello, Neil.
How you going, Jim? How you going, Fat?
Good, Neil. How are you? What's your life rule?
My life rule is never sit on another man's Harley Davidson.
So what does that mean?
Well, if you want to, in kind words, if you want to still be alive.
You'll get clubbed, basically, if you sit on another
surely
man's Harley.
Surely I can go up and just sit on it and see how it feels. Or you're saying no, Neil?
Really you can't do that without my authorisation.
Permission.
Oh, all right, I won't sit on yours, Neil. I'll sit on your mate's.
Stay on the line. Yes. Damo in the Mural Bark. Hello, Damo.
Yeah, g'day, King of Kings and Bins. How are you?
Good, Damo. What have you got for us?
Never look a man in the eye when he's eating a banana, especially a big one.
Oh, no. A Bill. I need to be thinking about that. A Bill. Now Bill's actually motioning.
I'm just saying what he's talking about, Jim.
Bill, I don't think.
Don't
there.
Look at me,
Bill,
Jim.
Don't stop it. Stop doing it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The worse it gets, the more we love it.
on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With Aussie Supermole Rosie Walton.
Hose.
Sorry, Rabs, I shouldn't have said to play that because I got some late-breaking entertainment news.
Oh. What have you got?
I hear a big show in Adelaide has been cancelled this weekend. Late, last-minute sort of cancellation.
Mm. What's caused this cancellation?
Apparently it's rain. But I'm here.
What are you thinking?
Probably ticket sales.
Oh, well, who's the main act of this
tell you. I know.
Anthony William.
You've had a gig pulled because you couldn't sell enough tickets.
You are involved with this.
How?
It was you and I on the card. You. Keynote speakers.
I was there to interview you.
No, you were there.
Why?
And apparently I just got off the phone.
Not enough tickets sold because you're not a big enough draw card.
I just got off the phone from she's from ICMI, Jim.
Yes.
And she's told me.
What? What she told you?
It's been a huge... I can't laugh.
Look at this idiot. Look at this idiot. He's now standing up.
Why can't you laugh?
Now he's down.
Why can't you laugh? He's actually abandoned ship.
He's off. What the hell is wrong with that man?
A lot, but this is all time.
No, well, let me put some context into it.
Okay.
Bill and I were meant to go and speak at a very nice school, actually, north of Adelaide.
Okay.
And they had some severe weather that apparently got in through an air conditioning duct and ruined the room.
Oh.
So they can't hold it.
Oh,
we are very sorry to the people who bought tickets because it can't be held there on Saturday night, but they're going to move it, they reckon, to February. But after that,
you're not available.
I might have to go solo and leave Bill and go and get someone else. Look at him.
He's just
wandering around outside.
I need him to come back for feedback, though.
Come on, get back in here, Fat. We got feedback to do.
Now, are you aware of thespian warm-ups?
Yes.
Vocal kind of...
On stage.
Tongue twister kind of things?
Oh, no.
To warm your vocal chords.
Yeah. They get up.
Like red leather, yellow leather, that sort of thing.
Seashells by the seaside.
Sure. Yeah. So Riz87 sent us a question on Instagram saying, I want to hear Billy say this phrase that I'm passing to you now quickly three times. It's unique New York, please. It will be gold. Go ahead.
Unique New York, unique New York, unique New York. It's hard to say.
Why do you think he asked you to do it? Try again.
Unique New York. Unique New York. Unique New York. There you go.
Get out of one.
There it is. Oh, you do it, mumps.
Unique New York. Unique New York. Unique New York.
Well, you've been practicing.
Why would he?
Did we work out what happened with Adelaide, by the way?
No. Bill. Forget about Adelaide.
I've got a word I want you to get out three times.
No, don't say it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You can't say that, Jim, because that is very popular. Popular. That's what's happened.
Our next guest could lay claim to being Australia's best ever basketballer, and she made a stunning comeback at the FIBA Women's World Cup.
Again, Jackson.
It's JB! This is insane.
Helping the Opals secure a bronze medal.
The Opals claim their first World Championship medal on home soil, and the great Lauren Jackson gets her fairy tale farewell.
Please welcome Lauren Jackson.
Hey, Bill, forget about laying claim to being our greatest ever basketballer.
Yeah.
This woman is in the top handful of athletes this country has ever produced.
I'm with you.
In any sport. Exactly. It's quite extraordinary. And what she's just done with the Australian team is amazing. Lauren, welcome to you and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
How did it feel coming back and playing for your country again?
Oh, look, it's just a bit of mind-boggling, you know. It doesn't feel like it's real that it's happened. But, it's really lovely. It was great to go out that way and to be celebrated like that in front of so many Australian basketball fans. It was incredible.
A great story. Retired in March 2016, Jim, then comes out of retirement, plays for Albury Wodonga Bandits
yes.
in 2022, and then the other night, or that last game that you played that you got the bronze, 30 points, shot the lights out. Just one of the great games, Loz. Did you know you had that in you?
No, I don't know where it came from. It, I think I stunned pretty much everybody in the crowd. But, you know, my turnaround jumper hadn't been falling pretty much all tournament. And then when the first one fell, I was like, all right, here we go. I'm on.
Hey, Lauren, the temptation from the Aussie people behind the scene would have been to twist your arm for the Olympics.
Yes.
They would have said, Loz, this can't be.
Come on.
We need some more of this. Was that ever mentioned?
That has been mentioned more than I like to. and it's a resounding no. No. But I said that before. I've said that many times before. And look where it got me. So I guess it's just one of those things where I'm going to enjoy the time that I have left on the court. And like I said before, it's, you know, day by day, and I don't expect it to last forever. But when it's time to call it quits, I will.
Hey, Lauren, I know a bit about your journey because my brother and you have been pretty close on the back of medicinal cannabis because you'd got your body after an incredible 15 or so years as a top-level athlete. You'd got your body to a place where it was pretty sore and you weren't able to pick your own kids up and do all the things you wanted to do as a mum. And then you trialled medicinal cannabis and it turned your life around. Is that too strong to say?
Look, it definitely was one of the contributing factors to getting me back out on the court. It was really timely. I got onto a trial because I really wanted to stay away from some of the harsher medications that ended my career or played a part in ending my career. And so I wanted to try something natural that wasn't going to affect me. And I went onto it. And just in terms of consistency in my training and everything, it just made it a lot easier for me to go back to back and build up strength, you know, and resilience in my body. So it definitely played a part in the comeback, and I've been pretty vocal about it as well. But I was really fortunate to get on that trial, thank God.
So Loz, what are we doing from here? Are you going to play local basketball? Are you just going to give yourself a beautiful time of reflection up there in Albury? What happens right now?
I'm giving myself a beautiful couple of weeks of reflection, but I have signed with the Southside Flyers in Melbourne for the WNBL season. So I'm just going to, take a minute to let the body completely heal. And then I'll be back with my new team, in Melbourne in the next couple of weeks, which is very exciting. I haven't played WNBL for many years. And I'm obviously just loving being in that team environment again and being a part of something greater than me. So it's exciting, yeah.
Couldn't wait to get back to Albury, Lauren. Crikey, what are you doing, Albury, for a couple of weeks?
Well, I've been smashed at work, so
right.
We've just launched our She Hoops program, which is really, really exciting. It's just about connecting the community grassroots to elite women's basketball. Mm-hmm. And so that's a really exciting project, which has basically taken up all of my time in the last 12 months alongside training and everything. Launching that has been incredible today. And yeah, I feel pretty excited actually.
So how do people get around that? What do they need to do?
Well, our website is shehoops.com.au, and you can go there for all video content. We've been doing great interviews. There's a lot of insights, a lot of resources for people to use. We've got free education particularly for women at community grassroots where, you know, there's a lot going on. So get onto the website, have a look around. Really exciting program, and can't wait to see how it builds out.
Hey, Lauren, what a privilege it is to chat to you. What a great experience we've all had riding this wave with you recently with the Opals. Please enjoy your time in Albury. We can't wait to see you playing basketball soon in the local leagues, of course. And we, as I say, we're just in awe of what you've just done. So well done.
Thank you. Good on you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's Can't Listen to Radio. Well, Matty, he has got that much by way of idiot file stuff that he thought he'd send you off with a bang Fiji.
A bang.
With a song.
A Fiji.
And, I don't think songs get any more famous.
I want to hear Billy say this phrase that I'm passing to you now quickly three times. It's unique New York, please. It will be gold. Go ahead.
Unique New York, unique New York, New York, New York.
Try again.
Unique York, unique York, unique York.
Start spreading the news.
Good to see you, Jim.
I'm leaving today.
Segway.
I want to be part of it.
Good segue, Jim.
New York, New York.
So we go down Redmond, 4th, Ridley, Levere, Le Kelly, 7th, Nick Martin, 8th.
Le Kelly.
But right through the very heart of it.
Andrew McGrath. McGrath.
New York.
Ohio.
I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep.
But he's contracted, Bill.
I know, for another year. Yeah. But I want another apology out of you.
Another apology.
Apology. Jim?
What, apology or another
for the
apology?
Cat?
I'll make a brand new start of it.
Big day today.
New York.
You know what it is? It's billing Bill. Even bullying Bill. Poor old fat.
I'll make it.
Knickerbockers? What are they called? Knickerbockers.
Anywhere, it's up to you. New York.
Oh.
New York.
The Norm Smith medalist after your club's won a premiership.
Yeah.
So you'd think you'd know his name.
You reckon.
You reckon you'd be able to say
well
his
well
name.
Well done, Norm. Great work. And you're a four-time premiership player. Great work. Isaac.
I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps.
What about the Warriors? You play them. They start the season, Jim, this Sunday. Of course, at John Cain Arena, tip-off is at...
The Breakers, not the Warriors.
Actually, the Warriors would be the rugby league team, that's right.
A number one.
What are they called? The Breakers going
to
be...
It's up to you, New York. New York.
We look back at our show from the Cremorne Hotel. Even the Cremorne Hotel in G-Town.
It's his own pub. Bill, you need a reset.
Kenny Rogers there with New York.
Kenny Rogers. You need a reset, don't you?
I do. Well, but I've done it tough. I was supposed to have a week off after the grand final.
It's your choice to not have that week off.
Well, I thought I'd hang around because the Cats won, Jim. So I've just pushed the envelope a bit much and my brain doesn't work. So a bit of snorkeling and a bit of sunbaking and a bit of golf and fat will be back bigger and fatter than ever.
I hope so. I cannot believe you can come back any worse.
So I come back for a week with you.
Yes.
Then you're off.
Good.
Then I've got who? Daisy and they'll bring me down. Bloody Joey.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, we finish off and we press the tape. Jim. Yeah. We will.
No, we will.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No.
Or groan.
That's truly horrific.
This is Billy's joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
Jim.
Oh, no, look at him.
Two Texan men were sitting at the bar drinking their whiskies, Jim. Suddenly, a lady at the other end of the bar starts choking on a chip.
Oh, no.
The poor lady.
Jeez.
One of the men walk over to her and ask her, can you breathe? The lady shakes her head, no, with her hands around her throat saying, I'm choking, Jim.
Mm.
Then he says, can you speak? Once again, the poor lady shaking her head, no, I can't, I'll choke. So... the man went around behind her. He lifts up her skirt, licks her on the bum.
Oh, Bill!
And then she coughs up the chip, Jimmy. She's okay. He saves her.
This isn't Friday.
So he goes back to his mate at the bar and he says to his mate, the old Heimlich manoeuvre seems to work again.
Oh, my God. What the hell? This is not Friday.
The Heimlich.
The fruit. Normally we bring the fruit in Friday.
Well, that's not fruity. That's actually quite.
It is if they're lifting the skirt up.
And just licked her on the bum. It was the Heimlich. They're now Rabs.
Come on.
The Heimlich manoeuvre, Jim. Works every time.
Get over to
What is the Heimlich?
You grab Sam off the That'll do. That's enough for him.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off here if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
How do you spell it?
L-I-S-T-N-R. I feel good. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Built different. Faster, easier, better. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.